And welcome to everybody on YouTube. This is Off the Hook Overtime. And Kyle, looks like you made it.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Rob, Gila, did you make it into YouTube land?
We are here.
Okay.
We are.
We haven't yet determined that we are, in fact, on YouTube, but it's likely that we are because we hit the right buttons. Alex over in Corsica, did you make it into YouTube land as well?
Yeah, I'll hang out for a little bit.
Okay.
It's late here, but 10, 15 minutes and I'll go to bed.
Okay, sounds good. And maybe the show will only last that long. We never know.
That's true.
Wow, we only have 9 people listening. You know, for all those people who say, you know, keep getting preempted on BAI, why don't you do an internet-only show? This is why, because there's only 9 people. If there were, you know, many more people, we know there are lots more people on the radio listen. How do we know? Because we hear from them constantly, and because you can tune a radio very, very easily, randomly, and find us, whereas you have to seek us out on the internet. And it's more work, therefore you have less people. And you basically see all the people, so you know it's a finite number. Archive down the road, yeah, you don't know how many people listen to that, but radio, that's the magic of it. That's why we want to stay on the radio, because you never know who's out there, and it could be all sorts of people, and from the feedback that we get, it is all sorts of people. In the meantime, let's bring those numbers up on YouTube. Spread the word.
Smash that like button, comment, and subscribe.
Don't do that. No, don't. We never tell people to do that, but everybody does on YouTube. It's so annoying. I just discovered something. I was using my home assistant, whose name I won't say because she'll be triggered if I do. Well, let's call her Alice. How about that? I said, Alice, play WBAI. And Alice played me a full minute of commercials first before playing WBAI. Now, what I want to know, and I'm hoping either you guys or our listeners might be able to help with this. I tried it on a different radio station, and that didn't happen. Is this something that is being set at WBAI, or is this something that's being set at Alice's headquarters out there in Washington State? And what do we do about it? Because it's really annoying as hell to have to listen to a minute of commercials just to hear our own radio station. Yes, Gila.
So I did have this experience because the time was before I was part of the program, I would just listen, and sometimes I would listen on my personal home device because that was easier than a radio. So I found that if I requested it one way, it would get there through a service called TuneIn.
Right.
And then I got the minute of commercials. But sometimes if I very specifically, can you please turn off the YouTube replay? It's making me crazy.
I don't know what that means. Who are you talking to?
Oh, it meant that we had – I was talking to Rob.
Oh, okay.
We had YouTube going, so everything I said was then getting played back to me 10 seconds later.
Uh-huh.
And I thought I was having an episode.
Apologies.
It's okay. So sometimes if you said very specifically, call letters, frequency, city, then you would just get the direct feed without going through TuneIn. But it was a little finicky. So that's the answer. There's a third-party app that listens to radio stations, and that gives you the advertising, even if it's an ad-free station.
So they've changed their policy, it seems like, because it hadn't been that way. Or it seems like it's something that has changed.
Well, hang on a second, because TuneIn happens to be what I used, but it's also what I used last week when this didn't happen. It's also what I used a few minutes ago with the other radio station. So I think that's partially true, but it's not entirely true. And I still don't know where it's coming from.
There are also, in our home assistant situation, we have the morning briefing. We get news from a station which will not be named, but we get news.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes we get an advertisement at the end of the news, and sometimes we don't.
Interesting.
There's no way to know.
Well, you know, I've accepted the fact that TuneIn will play their stupid slogan and chime or whatever. And that wastes about 5 or 10 seconds when I'm trying to hear a station quickly to see if we're on the air. But now with a minute of commercials, that's too much. Can't abide that. So
for a community radio station.
Well, I don't know if it's us. I don't know if the station is doing it. So
I'm not saying it is. It's just wrong on so many levels. That being one of them.
Of course, yeah, yeah. Now, if listeners can help with this to help us figure out what's going on, how to fix it, that'd be great. Rob, yes, go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, it can't be us, can it? Because I think we're specifically not allowed to do that. It, you know, under our remit as a nonprofit radio station.
Well,
I think,
on a radio, we can't do that. It doesn't say anything about, you know, Alice devices, or it doesn't say anything about websites, or it doesn't say anything about billboards in the side of, you know, buildings.
It's very interesting. I somehow doubt that we're the ones getting paid for, you know, the 7 cents or whatever that that ad brings in.
Yeah, I
that's
agree.
The question. Who's getting paid?
Yeah, who's making money off of us? I'd like to know that. Go ahead.
Can I ask one question though, which is that you have now got a song stuck in my head, so can we call her something else?
I don't care. You just can't call her name, otherwise she starts doing things.
No, I understand. You know, there are a few other wake words, and we could use one of those.
Uh-huh.
So if you said, like, oh, what's the new one? So we've got...
Oh, the new one is Ziggy.
Ziggy.
Yes.
Really? They have a new
Ziggy,
one?
Ziggy, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as I think a tie-in for the new Quantum Leap.
It might be, yes.
Yes.
All right.
So there's a... you can... You know, your wake word can be its official name, or the device name, or computer.
Yes.
Or Ziggy is the new one, so mm-hmm. you could use one of those. But no, I have the song Living Next Door to Alice stuck in my head now, and it probably will be for a long time.
Okay.
So I got to thank you.
All right, no problem.
As long as you're not singing those lyrics on the radio. Because
well, we're not on the radio anymore, yeah. So.
Not that we know of.
Oh, YouTube's
might
worse
be
about that.
Simulcasting us on the radio, they could do that.
YouTube's way more possessive about, like, lyrics and stuff.
That's true. That's true. That's why we don't play music on overtime. Because
all the fun is just bad news.
Hey, did you hear the good news? We won our video battle with you. Well, it wasn't really a battle with YouTube. YouTube was acting on behalf of NBC Universal, and they were saying that because one of the Hope Talks had a clip from Mr. Robot that we were infringing upon their copyright, and they took down the video in many parts of the world, including the United States. And, you know, we complained long and hard about this, and then eventually we did what we probably should have done at the beginning and appealed the decision. And someone at NBC Universal said, yeah, okay, no problem. And now it's up. So, yeah, that's sometimes it works.
There's still such a,
yeah,
such a delightfulness that, you know, it was that particular show where we know they like us, basically.
But they had no control, no power over this. That was the irony. We were kind of feasting on the irony a little bit, but it was just as well that the irony is gone now.
Yeah, and in addition to being just a case, like a textbook example of fair use, you know, discussing the representation
in media. Well, yeah, it was a talk
so
about
academic.
A talk about hacker representation in the media. You couldn't get more academic than that. So, yeah, you have to play excerpts, and it is fair use. It's the textbook definition of fair use. So I'm glad somebody saw that. I'm glad a human got involved somewhere. I assume it was a human, or if it was a nice computer, fine, whatever.
But, you know, what bothers me is that, you know, we have these presumptions of infringement. You know, anything that's detected is presumed to be some kind of infringement, but unless it's proven otherwise, right? And that's for the administrative convenience of complying with, you know, the DMCA. And so it's just, it's annoying that we had to go through it. You know, of course it worked when a human being looked at it and realized, yes, this certainly is, you know, some kind of fair use of copyrighted material, but the it's just sorry, my brain isn't working as well as it ordinarily is. I can kind of empathize these days with Bobson because I think I'm in his time zone.
You're one time zone over.
Yeah, I think
am I?
Yeah, Bulgaria is 1 hour later.
I think you're just speaking to how this is how entities scale their products.
Yeah.
You simply cannot hire enough people to do this kind of work. Some of it incredibly emotionally exhausting, just hard to retain people. And yeah, I mean, that's the way we scale and handle millions and millions of users.
Yeah. Yeah. That's basically the gist of it. And it's unfortunate that these presumptions always work against us. And then you have to fight to rebut those presumptions. You know, it just seems like it should be the other way around, right?
Mm-hmm.
That the presumption should be that, you know, especially if it's a small snippet of a copyrighted piece, that it, the presumption should be that it's a fair use of that, that copyrighted piece. If it's 10 seconds, 15 seconds, 30 seconds, maybe a minute, if the overall piece is, let's say, an hour. So perhaps one way that you could take a look at this in a more reasonable and balanced way would be to say, okay, if we know that the overall piece itself is going to be 60 minutes and it's less than 3% or 5% of the overall piece, then why can't we just presume it's a fair use of that material, that particular excerpt?
Yeah, maybe somebody can come along and say, aha, this is not fair use, and I can prove it. You know, basically, the assumption is that it is fair use until somebody comes along and says otherwise.
Yeah, exactly.
And get better deals in the first place so that people aren't trying to publishers and maybe artists. I'm not going to say artists do this, but they're trying to come after people long after the fact to monetize these violations. I think it's more of a publishing and ownership thing where they're turning it into kind of a business model to police people. But if everyone up front gets credit and a fair deal, this won't be something that people want to try to turn into a money-making scheme. You know, they will have been paid and not be as concerned about trying to come after every single person. When in fact, it's much more beneficial to get your stuff distributed widely so that people are aware of your craft.
So good news, every talk of the Hope Conference, A New Hope from last month, is now online on Channel 2600 and YouTube, the same channel that we're all in right now, watching or listening to this radio program, and more material on the way of all sorts. But here's a story about our friend Virgil Griffith, who has been sent to prison for a number of years for daring to go to North Korea and attend a cryptocurrency conference. We've talked about this in the past, but this story was sent to us by a number of people, and it's disturbing. It has to do with something known as the Ethereum Name Service, ENS. Some people might be familiar with that. It's a Web3 equivalent of DNS. If you've seen people with usernames ending in .eth, that's an ENS address. Now, the problem is .eth is not a functional top-level domain, and so many services relied on eth.link to surface these DNS records to other services. However, the eth.link domain is only rented for a set period of time and needs to be renewed. Simple, right? Well, basically, according to an entity known as ENSDAO, who tweeted, they said the domain's owner, happens to be Virgil, is unavailable. And by this, they mean he is currently serving his first of 5 years in prison for helping North Korea evade sanctions. That's the charge. That's the accusation. It's not true. With Virgil unavailable, the project has found itself at the mercy of GoDaddy. Whenever you're at the mercy of GoDaddy, it's not a good thing. Although GoDaddy previously allowed another person to renew the domain on Virgil's behalf, for some reason they reversed that decision, probably pressure from the government, and now they say they intend to allow the domain to expire on September 5th. The ENSDAO issued a series of tweets urging people to switch to a different service, given the risk that the domain could be snapped up. If the name expires and is acquired by someone with ill intent, the damage they could do via phishing is substantial. So please update your links and alert your users of the issue immediately. Alex, this is insane. How did they get away with this? You know a lot about domain registration. I mean, can they just allow this to fall into the hands of unscrupulous people?
You put me in a tough spot here, Manuel, because I am actually working on this particular issue and have been working on this particular issue both with ENS and Virgil. So, look, there's going to be a lot more, I think, to come of this over the next week or so, but it's certainly problematic. It's unusual for a domain name registrar to issue a statement like that. I really, frankly, because I'm so actually involved in this particular issue on a day-to-day basis right now, I probably shouldn't speak really too much about the my thoughts on it and where this is going. But it is a big problem. It's and we're going to be addressing it.
Well, I hope so, but I am getting a little tired of not speaking, you know, because that's what we've been doing with this case for years now, not speaking, because
yeah.
you don't want to anger the wrong people. For God's sake, he's sitting in prison now, 5 years. I think it's time to speak. I think it's time for us to shout, in fact. It's really annoying. And,
yeah, no,
and on top of that, we can't even visit him. You can't even visit his lawyer. Can't even visit him. I mean, what the hell is going on? They're using COVID as a reason, as if they give a rat's ass about health in these places. The conditions they subjected him to, they're just using that as an excuse to illegally keep people from talking to him. It really, really is annoying.
Yeah, it's been really difficult to talk and communicate with Virgil, especially over the last few months. And we know that numerous people have tried to visit him, people that have been on his approved visitors list, which means that you should be able to pop in whenever you want and see him. But because of the constant changing status of the facility, mostly related to COVID, it makes it into a real, you know, game of roulette. You know, are you going to land on red? Or are you going to land on black? And essentially, you know, they changed the red and black to a green and yellow code. And, you know, if you travel up there to go and see him and it's a yellow day, well, you know, sorry, you're out of luck.
How many times have you been able to see him at his facility?
Zero.
Uh-huh.
Zero. And I have intended to go at least three or four times, at least 3 or 4 weeks. And so, it's been really difficult. I think it's going to be easier soon, to be able to go and see him. But, yeah, it's a terrible situation. But, you know, the thing that I don't want to speak directly about is, you know, is this eth.link domain name, because that is, you know, something I'm addressing and working on actively. And, you know, look, it's a massive issue. It's a really, really massive issue, because there are, you know, hundreds of thousands, literally millions of others that rely on this particular domain. And it's, it's something that is, I think, you know, born out of Virgil's situation, and there may be a lot of other things going on below the surface, and we're going to try to root out all of that information, figure out what's going on, get to the bottom of it.
Isn't it a simple matter? Is it like any other domain where you just renew it? You have a credit card, you renew the domain, it's done. Is it that simple, or is it something more complex for some reason?
Well, it should be that simple, but I think there may be layers of complexity here, and that's what we're peeling back at the moment.
And are these layers of complexity that have been added by some outside force, or is this the way that Virgil set it up in the first place?
No, it's not the way that Virgil set it up. I think it should be, you know, a fairly simple routine domain renewal, but that's not the situation that we find ourselves in now. We're trying to figure out why.
So they're blocking it. They're intentionally blocking this.
I wouldn't say that either, though. You know, it's right now it's unclear.
All right.
Right now there's a lot of known unknowns, as you know, Donald Rumsfeld would have said. And but we're doing our damnedest to try to get this domain name registered, and you know, all options and remedies are certainly on the table.
Well, Monday is when it expires. Of course, that doesn't necessarily mean that's when it's going to be grabbed up by somebody else, but, you know, as if he doesn't have enough to go through to do this to him. It just seems like, you know, we have a torture state sometimes that just does everything they can to mess with you when you run afoul of the system. They're not allowing any visitors, even his own attorney, getting in the way of a domain registration, something as simple as that. Who knows what else they're doing? It's so disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not entirely sure if this is, you know, the government that's behind any kind of impediment to the renewal of the domain registration. It could be something simple and administrative. It could be a simple fix. But, you know, like I said, it's something that we're working on actively.
Okay, well.
And look, by next week, we'll probably be able to speak about this a lot further.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
If you need any help with anything, since you're over there in Corsica, let us know. And we'll do the
I do appreciate that.
Cool.
Yep, I do appreciate that.
Hey, I know you have to go in a minute, but we haven't given out the phone number yet, so let's do that.
Right.
It's been a long time. 802-321-4225, 802-321-HACK is our phone number. So anyone out there who wants to talk to us? Aren't that many people out there? Yeah, and this is what happens when you're not on the air for a while, when you're not on overtime for a while. You know, people get lives. They develop other interests. They move away. All sorts of things happen, and that's why, you know, fewer people. Yes, Rob, go ahead.
I just want to thank a couple of people on Twitter who are bringing to our attention that our volume on YouTube is very low, apparently.
So yeah, that could. Kyle, you told me to watch the volume. I've been watching it. Looks
we were
good.
Watching if it was too high, but thanks. We'll change that.
So we can never make everybody happy, you know? So what do I do here? Do I keep talking? It's...
Okay. Well, while we're waiting for some folks to call us at 802-321-4225, that's 802-321-HACK, or toll-free if you're in the U.S., you can get us at 833-755-2600, thanks to our pal Lucky. I also, like, the situation with the .eth reminds me of so many, like, sort of alternative root DNS situations that people have tried to set up over the years, even before the days of blockchain. People have tried to basically compete with the main official sort of DNS services, and I think most of them kind of sank without trace. There were a couple. Microsoft had one called Real Names, which was supposed to be like a Ginchy Internet Explorer thing. There was AlterNIC. There were all these little things that popped up that said, hey, use us instead of the real DNS, and we'll like add more top-level domains or add more bells and whistles to the whole process, and it just never quite worked. But it's something that anybody could put up on any site they want, and at this time it happened to be on this .link site that was under the control of Virgil, and we can see now that, you know, that this is maybe not the best idea to try and start up your own domain situation,
well,
because
it's like a hidden
it
service.
It is subjective.
Rob, yeah. It's sort of like a hidden service of it. It reminds
really well hidden to the point where it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Most of these
DNS
was another one. Open RSC. Yeah, it's actually an interesting read if you look up alternative DNS route on Wikipedia about the history of this sort of thing.
So our volume should be okay, right? I'm on the left. I'm all the way on the left. Why am I over here?
That's right for me. You know,
is it right
I gotta
for you?
Fix the.
Well, maybe it's right for me too because
chain of audio. You know what? It might be backwards.
Did it reverse on YouTube? Is that what happened? Because it was. You told me this was left, and I haven't changed my headphones, and I'm on the left. So now I'm on the right. Wow.
You
okay.
Have your headphones on backwards.
Well, I switched them when you said that this was the left, and it was coming through the right before. So hold on, I'm going to change my headphones again.
But mine are wrong.
Okay, yeah, I'm on the right now. I don't want to be on the right. No, I don't want to be on the right at all. And you see, the dial says I'm on the left.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's all messed up.
It's a grave mistake.
So I'm just going to walk over to the other side where I feel more comfortable over here than over there. Yeah. But YouTube is stereo, right?
We're doing the best we can. We'll check some of this stuff, but it didn't get the full shakedown.
Uh huh.
This is the shakedown.
Yeah. Well, it's you know, there's you have to make improvement. Oh my! Hold on a second.
Ease up.
I dropped it. Hold on. Okay. All right. Here we go. All right. Fine. Everything's fine now. Any phone calls?
Yes.
We do. Okay. I didn't hear the phone ring. We have a phone call
be
now.
Be careful with that button.
I'll try.
You know what's going to happen.
My headphones are on backwards.
You're not
now.
Careful.
Good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime.
Hi, Manuel. Oh, and one. Oh, no, I didn't get it. Hold on. I'm trying to play basketball here.
Rebel, I have a few pointed questions for you. Number one, were you at Hope or not?
Actually, no, I was not.
You did not go to Hope. Wow.
No.
Wow. I cannot believe this. I don't think that's ever happened before.
Actually, no, I did not. I haven't been going to the... All right, there were a couple of Hope conferences that I didn't go to.
Well, don't make me feel even worse.
It depends on the content. I mean, I looked up what the speakers were, and what it just didn't interest me.
Didn't interest you at all?
I mean, some of the things were too, like talking about crypto things and, like, you know... advanced
technology.
I mean, it's interesting.
Hacking.
You know, I mean, like, you know, some of the stuff is like...
No, it's fine. I understand. It's perfectly okay. I'm sure you had something better to do that weekend.
Well, no.
So where are you now? Are you in some
basketball?
You're trying to play basketball on the radio?
Yeah. Let me try this.
Is it just a school night?
Hang on a second. Are you actually outside at a basketball court shooting hoops right now? You are.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a side of you I never knew about.
I hear the basketball.
I hear something that could be a basketball.
It's got a lot of air in it.
How are you talking? You need both hands to dribble.
Well, no, I'm holding the phone with one hand and I'm dribbling with the other hand.
Okay, but you need two hands to shoot. You can't shoot with two. Well, I guess you could.
Well, actually, I can. Yeah, but I did make it in the floor with one hand. But anyway.
Is it necessary that you be playing basketball while you're talking to us?
Well, I could do it at the same time. Okay.
I'm taking your word for it.
So I just want to know. That was almost.
I don't like doing sports radio.
Why is it that? Remember, back in the 70s, and when Touchstone was first invented in the 70s, they had the pound sign, the pound button, and the number, the star, and the pound buttons.
Yeah.
Why was that? Were those for like? Did they know that bank by phone and voicemail? Was that going to sell that? And why?
Well, I remember. First of all, I think it was the 60s that Touchstone was actually first brought out. But I do remember in phone books it would say the pound sign. They didn't know what to call it. Some called it the tic-tac-toe sign, number sign. They said reserved for future use. So they must have had some idea. And I imagine what they probably were thinking were things like call forwarding and call waiting, star 70, all that kind of thing. And I think they had that in their minds at the phone company, that they were going to use it for that. They probably didn't know about all the other potential uses down the road.
The phone company would also say the pound sign, like after you dial your international number, press pound if you have an electronic switch, press pound and your call will go through faster. Like if you put zero and then pound, it'll go through faster because when you put zero, it's waiting for extra digits. So
because they have variable length of international numbers, so it wouldn't know when you're finished. So the pound sign is sort of like a return key.
Yeah, and the United Kingdom, they call it hash.
Yeah, they do.
And one? No, that's a basketball team. It means I got it in.
Oh. Let's try and focus on one thing at a time.
But, I never knew that about international numbers, that you can add a hash at the end of it.
Well, I don't know if that still works, because I don't know if people still dial internationally the same way. It would be 011, country code, city code, number, pound sign.
Country code and city code number, and then pound sign, You could still do it that way.
Well, I can't remember the last time I ever made an international call that way. Mostly on cell phones now, you hit the plus sign, country code, and, just return at the end. So.
Right, but
I phone dial 011 myself.
I don't think the two of you can hear each other, or at least you're talking over each other.
I can hear you. Okay. Yeah,
I can't hear. I can hear you, but I can't hear him.
You can't hear Alex.
Okay, that might be an ongoing setting I haven't figured out.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, as we mentioned, we have some upgrades here.
After all the whole conferences and the hacker thing, you can't even figure this out? Maybe you should go back to the WBIS studio at
maybe you should show up at a Hope conference. How about that?
And one again.
All right, let's everybody just calm down. All right, let's just...
I can make it in with one hand.
For all we know, you're playing sound effects. Literally, a button just flew off the board. What's going on over there?
Yeah, everything's fine.
I don't think everything's fine. That wouldn't have happened.
All right, I'll try and make a three-pointer now. Nope, that was off.
Is anybody else there with you?
Yeah, actually. Oh. Would you like to say hello to someone?
Really.
All right, hold on.
No, I never said I wanted to say hello to anybody.
There are people here. I mean, I'm not...
Are you playing me through a speakerphone so they hear me being rude?
No, I'm not. I'm not playing. I'm not playing like a game of basketball. I'm just playing with,
Well, I didn't hear a crowd cheering, so I assumed you weren't. But still, it's unusual for... Rebel, you're back from Russia, obviously. And,
that was such an amazing trip. I really, in June I went. I was the best. I really enjoyed myself. Russia and Turkey and Poland,
mm-hmm.
Warsaw, Poland.
Which country did you enjoy the most, would you say?
I don't know. I think I liked, I guess, Russia. Well, maybe between Turkey and Russia. Because 2 years ago, I went to Ukraine, Kiev, Ukraine, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked that. I mean, it was kind of, like, Russia's more kind of exciting because it's, like, the main, like, country. And, you know, Ukraine, Kiev is, like, it's just an Eastern European kind of a country, you know, it's like a former Soviet thing, which was nice and everything, but I mean, Russia had more, it's more touristy in Russia, you know, you got Moscow and, you know, everything else, and then people were, there were a lot of people in Moscow, and I went to the gum mall, you know, that famous gum mall that's in the Red Square. I went, it's not air conditioned because it's like built in the 1800s or whatever. It's not air conditioned, and it's all like upscale Gucci and like Versace and all this kind of upscale stores.
I think one of the reasons for it being more you okay there, Kyle? I think being static.
Yeah, he might be able to hear them now.
Okay, well, we'll see. But I think one of the reasons, Rebel, that you might find them to be more tourist friendly is because they don't have missiles raining down on them from other places. When you do that,
right.
it does quell the tourist trade a little bit.
Well, I mean, there was the interesting in the Soviet Union where you had to go to their hotels and go with their tour guides, and
uh-huh.
you know, you weren't free to like roam around. Like, you know, I mean, I was obviously was able to choose what hotel I wanted to stay in. I could have went to other parts of the country. I didn't.
You still have to register where you are, and
yeah,
you have
we
to get
all
have
the visa and all that. That's a lot of countries do that, but that's you know. But next year I want to go because the visa is good for 3 years.
Okay.
So next year I'd like to go to St. Petersburg, maybe.
St. Petersburg is a very nice city, and that is certainly true.
Yeah, and I like to go to an odd place. You know, I like to go to an odd place like Grozny or some other Eastern European post-Soviet type of a city or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hope that common sense returns to that part of the world, and maybe we can all, you know, start going back and forth again. It would be nice.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you want to share with us?
Let's see. What else? The pounds. You know, they call it hash in the United Kingdom.
Yes, you mentioned that.
In Amsterdam, they call it an octothorpe with cheese.
You know,
did you hear that remark from Rob T. Firefly?
Emmanuel Goldstein.
Can you hear me? Hello.
Emmanuel Goldstein.
Why is he saying my name like that? What are you doing, Kyle? You're making it sound awful.
I didn't hear you.
I'm not sure. We have all kinds of upgrades now. Maybe you can't hear me anymore.
Well, I can hear you now.
You can hear me now. You couldn't hear me before. Okay.
I couldn't hear you before, but
you didn't hear anything Rob said.
I didn't hear anything anyone said. I just said that the United Kingdom, they call it the hash.
Yeah, and that was the third time you said that. Kyle, I assume he can hear you.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I can.
Okay,
yes,
now,
I can hear him.
Now, Rob, I'm going to ask you to say something.
Octothorpe.
Okay, you're kind of low, even. Let me bring this up. Oh, wait a minute. Somehow that got turned down. I'm sorry. I don't know how that happened.
Be careful with that.
And that changes my levels, too, when I turn that. I didn't do that. Someone else did that. Rob, say something again.
The original name for the pound sign was Octothorpe when the engineers chose it.
Did you hear that, Rebel?
Was Octothorpe? What?
Well, okay. You heard something. You heard something.
Octothorpe.
Octothorpe?
Thorpe.
It's, you know, it's close enough. It's the most we're ever going to get. Alex, how about you?
Before my time, so.
Alex, let Alex say something. Let's see if you can hear him.
I'm just so glad I stayed up for this conversation.
Were you able to hear that quip from Alex, Rebel?
I heard very slightly.
Okay, well, it's progress. It's progress of a sort.
Are we getting better?
I don't know. Well, it's an improvement, but for some reason we've dipped below where we were before the improvement.
We're getting better.
But that's the nature of improvements. You know, in the end, things will be better.
Feels so good.
Just a question of when the end is. All right, Rebel, I think we have to let you go now because...
Yeah, that was broken, yeah.
Was there another comment?
Like
yeah, any concluding comments from you,
Rebel? The batteries are getting low.
Yeah, the batteries of basketball are getting low, so you better go.
No, not that. I'm talking to somebody else.
Oh.
Hold on, maybe? Hold on.
Maybe you should call somebody else's radio show.
Yeah, maybe you
want
should
to talk
that.
To somebody else.
Do you have big plans? Or
we'll go to someone else's basketball game.
More adventures other than basketball?
Okay, I'm finished playing basketball now.
Oh, why didn't you finish before you called us?
Good game.
That's what most of our listeners do. They played basketball first, then they call us. That's why they sound out of breath. Okay, Rebel, it's time for us to go, but good hearing from you.
You got to get something with your volume. You really, I mean, well.
We can all criticize each other, Rebel. We can all come up with ideas of how we can improve.
You can hear him fine. Mm-hmm. Peace, yo. Stay up, yo. Yo, stay up, bro. All right.
Wow. I never heard Rebel street talking before. That's
okay.
He fits right in, doesn't he?
Yeah, I was just dapping my homies up.
I'm sure you were.
Of course.
I'm sure that's how it looked.
Obviously.
Uh-huh.
As you should be.
I mean, you could do video. Why don't you do a live video feed?
Well, how would we do... Yeah.
We're not...
Why don't you stream your basketball on video?
We're not at that level yet.
Yeah.
You know, you have all these YouTubers and people that with studios and...
Exactly. It's YouTube, not you camera. There's no video here. All right, Rebel, we're seriously going out.
Keep us updated.
Good hearing from you, and we'll be in touch. Bye.
All right.
Well, that was something. I don't know what it was, but it was definitely something.
I hadn't tested the calls yet.
Okay, all right.
Well, I did rearrange some stuff, and this got kind of...
I understand, because we can't test the calls because we're not getting calls and we're not on the air. How do you test the calls?
This was the break-in, you know, shakedown.
Yeah.
Press.
Do you think it's better, though? Do you think...
pressing it into service here in earnest.
Do you think it's better? Do you think it'll work?
I think it's better, but just some of the levels for
some... Well, we turned our levels up, so now hopefully people can hear us.
Oh, I'm sure it's quite loud.
And if you're listening on the archive, I believe Jones fixes the levels so that you might say, what are you talking about? Levels were fine all along.
Don't put it all
and
on
the
him.
Only reason levels are fine is because he fixed them.
No.
Takes him about 6 hours to repair all the damage that we did every time we're on the air.
Fingers get worked to the raw.
Have you seen them? They're disgusting.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
That trackpad.
He really
should
have those looked at.
It's made out of sand.
Swear to God, but our health insurance expired, so he's not going to get any help from us.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Sorry, we're still on. I thought we were in break. Why the hell didn't anybody tell me? Okay, our phone number, by the way, folks, this is Off the Hook Overtime, 802-321-4225, 802-321-HACK. That's our telephone number. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
Operators are standing by.
Yes, Alex, please.
Yeah, all right. Unless we get a call within the next, let's say, 30 seconds, I'm going to go to bed.
And that threat from Alex comes to us from Corsica, he will leave if somebody does not call in. I don't hear the phone ring. Only Kyle has that wired he will. I think you get a shock or something when a phone call comes in. It doesn't work all the time, but when it does work,
sometimes we get half calls.
What's a half call?
It's like it starts to be a call and then it disappears.
Okay.
We get phantom calls.
It's the phone network. I don't understand it. It doesn't work the way it used to work.
People change their minds. That's okay.
That's true too. Or they make two calls at the same time and it only goes to half of the places. Yeah.
Or they could realize, you know, maybe it's not the best time to call because they're in the middle of a basketball game.
Yeah, that's
maybe
true.
This time, call back later.
Uh-huh. Sometimes Google Voice does weird things. Sometimes that toll-free number routes to weird places. It's just routing. It's like you think we're getting worse when we improve things. The phone company is the same way. They improve things, and all of a sudden things don't work anymore.
You can call
us. That is true.
If you're playing another sport
No, please don't. I don't want to hear any more balls being batted around.
I was going to say, if it's a quieter sport, maybe you could call us if it's if you're playing Frisbee, that's quiet.
Well, there's a lot of grunting and panting, and sometimes you get hit on the head with a Frisbee, you hear that.
Okay, focus on either the call or the sports. It's probably just...
Dogs get involved.
We shouldn't encourage.
Yeah, 802-321-4225.
But it's late summer. I mean, people are out doing things, so...
It's the 31st of August. Imagine that. It's the end of August.
Alex, go to your room.
Very sad. Yeah, I have to make good on my threats here because people aren't going to take me seriously if I don't stay true to my word. So I'm going to say goodnight to all you guys because I got to get up in a few hours with the kids. And it's been a pleasure. It's been too long. I hate being off the air for 2 weeks like that. So we'll see you all again next week. And I hope everybody has a great night.
Yes, maybe we'll see you in town. We actually went to the city a few days ago, and it was pretty awesome.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I'll be in town next week. If you're around, just give me a ring. I will talk to everybody next week. Have a wonderful weekend. Happy September. Happy first Friday of the month. And good luck with the in-person 2600 meetings, Rob and Gila, tomorrow.
Bonjour.
Safe travel.
Yep.
Is that how they say it over there in Corsica?
Yeah. Talk to everybody soon.
Au revoir.
Bye, Alex.
Bonsoir.
Yeah. Although it's not real French they speak. It's a different kind of French.
Oh, okay.
Or a different kind of Italian.
It's a dialect?
It's a dialect, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Alex said he was going to leave if people didn't call, which I fully respect. I was going to say if people don't call, I could talk about the sunburn I got this past weekend.
Okay, if you do that, I'll leave. No. It's not, I just, you know, I feel your pain. You got a sunburn? That's awful. I know people still got sunburns. I thought we don't get sunburns anymore.
I put on so much sunblock and yet got completely fried.
Uh-huh.
So don't forget to reapply, people. That's the best advice I can give you.
Yes. Reapply often. Best of luck with that. Was it just
from
being outside or were you sunbathing somewhere?
I was away this past weekend. I had a little reunion getaway with my best friends from college, and we were sitting by the pool at our hotel,
uh-huh.
And I got burnt.
Yeah, you don't have to go to the beach to get burnt. You can do it at a pool.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. It's very true.
Yep.
All nice and legal.
Yeah. All right, so no slapping on the back for you. That's what people always did to me when I got sunburned. Bad memory.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten a sunburn in ages, though.
And then this is...
You get to the point where you're peeling. Remember that? It's oh, boy. It's awful.
Starting to get there.
Let's pick up the phone if anybody's there. If not, we can end early. It's entirely possible.
We might have a call. I don't know. It might be technically impossible to talk to this.
Try, and we'll see. Worst that happens is we get buzzing.
Gently, be careful with this.
I'll try. And good evening, you're on Off the Hook Overtime. Is anyone there?
Yes, hello. Is that the Hacker Psychic Hotline?
Yeah.
I'd like to get a reading.
You got us. Okay, I am picking up a strong vibe of, humanity. You've got something to do with the human race. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're spot on so far.
Okay, all right. And you were sad once. Is that right?
Oh, that is true. I have been sad this year for reasons.
Okay, well, not necessarily this year. Just, you know, at any point you might have been sad. But you've also been happy. I'm getting that as well.
Well, I'm happy I got through because I've been trying for quite some time, and it seemed like the line was not hung up properly.
Oh, that can happen. That can happen.
It was clogged.
And
anyway,
where might I ask are you calling from? Because I really don't know anything.
Well, I'm ringing from the UK and London.
Okay. That checks out.
And I've got a reading for you.
Okay, what's the reading?
Right, I can tell you something about a future of a Friday. There's hacker meetings happening in the UK.
No.
Yes.
But but wait. It's already Friday there. No, wait, it's not already Friday there. It's Friday in China.
No,
where
Friday.
Is it Friday? It's got to be Friday somewhere.
Thursday. Not Friday anywhere yet, I don't know.
Not yet. We're still on Thursday.
That's
by the way, this
Euro
is that from London 2600.
It's Zap. But London 2600. Is it Zap? Are you Zap?
Yeah, it's Zap. I'm just playing around with the voices.
That Kyle, he has a reading on you, apparently.
In the flesh.
Wow.
Oh, I heard
how about
say
that?
It.
How are things going, Zap?
For me, personally, not good, but that's not the reason why I'm phoning.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I hope it gets better.
Yeah, 2022 has not been a good year.
Yeah, it hasn't been a good year for anybody, though. It's you're in a lot of company. It's a lot of sadness and misery.
I can relate, maybe not on the same scale, but yeah. Mm-hmm. We've been suppressing a bit of that ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, some variation.
A lot of anger and rage.
Yeah.
bitterness and things like that.
Well, yeah, I can understand from America, but no, unfortunately my father died this year.
Oh, I'm really sorry.
A fellow London 2600 hacker's father died this year.
Wow.
And somebody else's hacker, was it dad, died as well, so it's like, it comes in threes, but anyway, never mind.
Let's hope so. Let's hope it's only threes.
Okay, well, you know I only phone when I've got information for you guys.
Okay, let's hear it.
So I just wanted to pass on some info. All the meetings listed on the website, 2600 meeting website, are still going,
mm-hmm.
but we've got two more to add.
Okay.
So for England, we've got the Bournemouth 2600, which has restarted and is now running on a Friday instead of the Saturday, so they should be official. I think they've emailed meetings at 2600 to do that.
Okay, if they've done that, then they will be listed by tomorrow, I think. But they, just make sure they've done that or they've tweeted directly to 2600 meetings with a DM.
Yeah, I would have tweeted something personally. Just wanted to let everyone know. And apparently Ireland, Belfast has restarted, so they should be running on Friday as well.
Awesome, wow.
So there's two to add to the list.
That's fantastic to hear. I just hope more and more meetings get started because, boy, you know, we were decimated by COVID. I mean, this is the least of it, our meetings being affected, but it's just good to see people reemerging and having a new sort of energy to it.
Yeah, well, I am trying. I'm trying to get two more in the UK and one in Italy, but it's been slow to set up for whatever reason.
How are you managing to pull one off in Italy?
I have contacts.
Do you?
I know somebody that came to the London 2600, and they were so impressed with London 2600's meetings that they want to do something back home, so that's what they do.
I was so impressed with London's meetings when I attended one of London's meetings. I would have started meetings back here had I not already done that.
Well, unfortunately, I haven't been to the meeting for at least three months, maybe 4 months now.
Yeah. Are they still downstairs in that shopping center?
No, you mean the Trocadero.
We have stopped going
to the Trocadero. We are meeting at a phone box next to the pub that we normally go to.
Uh-huh.
So we still have our public place. And normally the second venue where we move on to is the bar, the pub.
Okay.
We still want that public space in case we have any youngsters turn up. So
of course.
We can change the second venue and go to something else indifferent. If they can get in touch ahead of time, it would be even more useful.
But we
still want that public space outside.
That's why we have Twitter accounts so that people can send messages and things like that. But it's great to have that public space. You can always leave a note or something if you wind up going somewhere else.
Yeah.
But you said a phone box, which to us is a payphone. Does that mean you actually still have payphones that work in London?
Unfortunately, the payphone doesn't work. It's actually screwed shut.
Oh.
So that I think we gain access. You know what hackers are like.
Mm-hmm.
I found out the phone inside does not work. It's not connected.
Okay.
I don't know if we can talk to anyone about that to get it reconnected, but unfortunately, no, you can't go in the phone box.
Well, there is a phone in there. That's a start.
Yep. And as you said, it's mandatory to turn up to the meetings on Friday.
Yes.
I should be attending.
The September...
I haven't been for a few months.
September meetings are mandatory. I'm just going to spread that around until it takes...
Yeah, no, it should be, because it normally it's the big meeting after people have gone to DEF CON, after they would have gone to HOPE in person.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first meeting that we've got where everyone's going to be back from all the things they've been doing, you know, hacker vacation, hacker summit.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And maybe the first one before they go back to school or after they've gone back to school or something like that.
It probably would be the first one before people go to school. Unfortunately, everyone's over the age of school age, unless you mean university or college.
Yes.
Or teachers.
I'd also like to... teachers. Yeah, there could be teachers. Yeah, I would like to say something about people that you haven't heard from for a while that used to go to the meetings. Will people just phone up and check on their buddies to make sure they're okay? Because we've got one guy who hasn't been to a meeting for a very long time.
Okay.
And I'd like to give a shout out to Diesel Dragon to try and convince him to come to a meeting. For obvious reasons to him, he doesn't want to come to London, and he does actually have to travel quite a distance. And I've been trying to get him to go to a meeting, and he just will not go to the meeting for whatever reason he's got. So I'd just like everyone, that if there's people that used to go to your meeting and is no longer going, just reach out, check on them, see if they're okay, see how they're dealing with things, because mental health has really gone down since COVID. So So, you know, I just want to give a shout out to everyone that used to go but hasn't been for a while. Just check on them, see if they're okay.
Absolutely. You know, this has affected us in so many different ways. Like I mentioned before, Kyle and I were in Manhattan a few days ago, and,
yeah.
You know, we were kind of anxious about going in there because of all the, you know, the fear that's being spread by various political people or just those who want to portray things in a certain way. And when we got there, it was the most amazing place. It was open. It was friendly. It was vibrant. And I really felt a sense of renewal. And I imagine the same thing will be happening in London, maybe not everywhere, but certainly in a lot of places, because human spirit will come back and survive.
And it's important.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm really looking forward to Bournemouth restarting because they used to run on a Saturday. It meant some of the London crew could actually go to Bournemouth on the weekend and have two meets per weekend. So them restarting is really good. Plus, it's a university town, so hopefully they get some students that are studying computer science, computer security. They'll maybe try and pop along.
Now, how far is Bournemouth?
Oh, don't ask me. I don't know miles. I mean, this is my own country. And I'm
well, I mean, is it...
I know it's southwest of England.
Is it on the other side of the country? I mean, is it a day trip? Is it an hour?
All I can say is, on a coach from London, Victoria, it takes roughly about 2 hours to get to Bournemouth by coach. So
okay.
If they're doing the speed limit, which is about 70 miles an hour, 2 hours for 140 miles, I don't know.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
But, yeah, that should be really good. And the last thing on my mind, I did actually attend Hope virtually.
Oh, cool.
I'm just wondering, do I get anything for it? Because I haven't got any emails, so I'm wondering, do I get a ticket sent through, or is there something? Because last time you did it was in 2020. We got, I think it was a face mask was sent through.
I think officially the virtual attendance really was just getting the ability to participate and ask questions and stuff. And I think as far as stuff, I mean, because the ticketing and stuff, we didn't really... we didn't need you to have that, so it wasn't something that we budgeted for. But maybe we can look around. I can't promise anything, though, because a lot of that stuff went quickly. People took programs, and if we have an extra program, maybe we can figure out one for the UK 2600 meeting. Make sure you get some
physical... Don't do anything special. I
can't promise, because I don't even know if we have it.
Well, we absolutely will do something special. I mean, you always do something special.
You're asking.
How can we not do something special for
that?
Oh, my God.
It doesn't mean I was expecting something.
Well, no, I mean...
Oh, look, don't start on that. I still haven't got my stuff from 2020 from being in the talent show, because I forgot to send an email, because I'm really not that bothered, you know? I've got other things on my mind, like running 2600s in Europe.
Of course.
And family problems and other stuff, so, you know... Like I said, I only ring in when I've got information for you guys. Otherwise, you know, I'm still around, but, you know.
Well, we will be there at some point, and we will be sure to bring lots of cool stuff for you. Definitely.
Mate, bring it down for the rest of the gang, you know.
Okay, fine. The whole gang.
I do like looking after the crew, yeah? So, but, you know, especially the newbies, because, you know, when the newbies turn up and you turn up, they're like, does this happen every month? I said, we wish it did, but no, it doesn't. It's a special occasion. It will never be this good in your lifetime for a meeting.
Well, that's
we
not what you tell them.
First-time meeting.
No, you tell them
oh,
always.
Come on, you've got to be honest. You don't lie. But, no, normally we try and make everyone's first time really special. And they've always said that the first time they came down was really brilliant. And we say, right, you have to remember the first time you came down, what year, what month, or at least a year, if, you know, because after a few years, you tend to forget and say, oh, I first turned up in 1997.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, yeah, what was it like? Yeah, it was pretty good, whatever. But, yeah. All right, listen, I'm going to get off the line so other people can phone in. Just wanted to give you the news.
Okay.
And I'll be in touch if I've got any more news.
Say hi to everybody out there for us, and we will see you at some point for sure.
I look forward to it, and I think everyone will.
All right. Good hearing from you.
All right, all the best. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, Zap.
And that was Zap from London.
He is so right, just in on a couple of those points, and just checking in on people, and, and getting back with some of the meetings and stuff like that, but, you know, for the people out there that came and supported the event, virtually or otherwise, I mean, we always want to make sure people have a good time and stuff, and people appreciate the amount of work we put into it and stuff, so...
we're still recovering from it too, by the way.
We're just taking
stock. We got
all
the videos up, and that's, you know, I'm very happy that worked out. But there's still lots and lots of things to take care of that we're still doing. But it was worth it. It was worth every
bit. Starting anew, getting back together, and sharing stories and experiences, stuff that people have been going through, and putting things back together and in some approximation.
Mm-hmm.
We're all just really important things for us to do.
Do we want to wait for one more phone call, or do we want to just nod off because I'm getting really tired? Are there any more calling on? Coming in? Excuse me. No?
I think we're pretty much out of time. I don't think we...
Okay. Rob, Gila, any final thoughts from you?
Well, it was really great to hear from Zep. And check out your local 2600 meeting at 2600.com/meetings. If there isn't one near you, you can start one near you. The info is right there.
Yes, it is. And, of course, for those of you who have never been to a meeting before, it's not really like a meeting. It's a gathering. You know, you just talk to whoever you want to talk to and share information.
It'll change your life.
It can, in a good way.
That was the first thing that struck me in what Zap was saying, is that it's changed a lot of people's lives. They've met people, they've learned about things they didn't know they'd be good at, and got put onto new opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take part in the meetings.
And again, 2600.com/meetings, all the info is there. All right, good reconnecting, and I think we'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Good night, everybody.